This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, team.
And Conan.
And Conan, you've been watching some movies lately. We were talking about this earlier. You recently watched Alien vs. Predator, correct?
We were talking off the air about
And Predator 2. Ian brought up one of his a Predator game that he was impressed with a couple of weeks back.
It's called Predator Hunting Grounds. It is one of those video games where they call it, is it called asymmetric? I forget the word that they use, but basically means that you got a team of players versus one character that's super powerful.
That's Uber, yeah. And so, yeah, well, I'm like, I'm not going to get that game unless it's, like, free.
It's not gonna be free.
But you know what? And I think Arya was asking, you know, what's this Predator thing all about? And we were describing his equipment.
You've never seen Predator?
I've seen Predator.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had to remind her of the facts. So we're describing.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I'm like, well, Predator 1 was, of course, the best.
Of course.
And yeah. I've seen it, like, seriously, I've seen it like 30 times.
I can't remember how many times I've seen it. I had it on VHS recorded off of television as a kid, and I don't know how many times I watched it that way. And then I finally saw it later, like, unedited, where you can see all the gore, and it's so different. The movie's so different when you watch it in the way it was meant to be seen.
And
I think I watched the TV version as a kid, so I may need to watch the
actual version.
There's nothing worse than TV censorship, taking all the good stuff out. But anyways, I'm like, all right, I don't need to watch Predator 1 over again. I've seen it enough times. But you know what? I haven't really spent a whole lot of viewing times with the other movies in that franchise. And so I'm like, all right, well, you know, I've got the internet. I'm going to acquire these, and I'm going to watch them one by one. And I'm not a binger, so it's not something I could do in a couple of days. But I've gotten through Predator 2, which is when they're in the city.
Yep.
With Danny Glover, and two nights ago, Alien versus Predator. Now Predator 2, I've seen probably two or three times. And good God Almighty, it is horrible.
Oh, it's just, I like it.
Predator 2.
Predator 2, Danny Glover in the city, and it's just so 80s. It's so 80s. Early night.
It's 1990, which is basically still the 80s.
I mean, the clothing they used to wear, they look like they're wearing...
Well, remember, hold on.
They look like they're wearing bathrobes.
Predator 2 takes place in the future. If you remember, the beginning of that movie, I believe, is 1997.
So it came out in 90.
So that was their vision of what the future, 7 years
later. 7 years later. 7 years later.
Yes.
Everyone has all the handguns have scopes on them, because I guess that makes them look badass. I don't know. The Predator was kind of neat. The twist at the end was kind of interesting, but I mean, we all know what the Predator's all about. They're headhunters. They go out and they go to...
Well, we may not. The listeners may not know. Possible. Younger listeners may have never seen
these movies. All right, the name of the movie is Predator. Go from there.
Yeah.
But I thought it was silly, forgettable. I'll probably never watch that again.
The whole premise is silly. Right.
I think it's Predator 1, I think, is a badass premise. Like,
sure.
An alien coming down just as...
What's the difference? Hold on. The same Predator 2 is the same. It's a retread, right? So, like, it's not... Predator 2 isn't a movie like Aliens, where they took the idea of aliens...
Space truckers.
And they went totally in a different direction, but still were true to kind of the concept, at least. Like, Aliens is an action movie. Alien is a slow kind of space horror.
So, in that way... Predator 1 and Predator 2 are basically the same movie.
Right, it's basically a retread, kind of like how
Except
Escape
one
from
is in the woods, and one is in the jungle, and one is in the city.
Escape
jungle.
From Los Angeles is the same movie as Escape from New York, just took place 16 years later.
Right.
But Predator 2, you know, it's really violent, and it's really entertaining, I think. Like, I thought they did a good job with it, like putting the Predator in a different environment where he's not against like a crack team of special forces agents or whatever.
Yep.
And he's just up against some cops and gangsters.
I think my problem was that there were too many deaths taking place. If you look in the first one,
this is your problem with the Predator movie.
Too many people were dying.
Yeah.
If you think about a Predator, you never want to be seen. You're in the shadows. It's not even till the damn three quarters of the movie in First Predator that you actually see him for the first time, because he's been hiding the whole time.
Sure.
He's been picking you off. But in the second one, he's there. He's killing everybody. He's not taking heads. It just didn't work for me. And he's killing bad guys. He's only killing bad guys. What's up with that? He should be killing everybody.
No, he kills cops and bad guys.
Because they got in the way.
Or did I repeat myself?
He got in the way. All right. You can skip Predator 2. I'm not suggesting watch it. Ian, he wants me to watch them all. I'm going to watch them all. He even wants me to watch the second one to the next movie I'm going to talk about is Alien vs. Predator,
yeah.
Where basically...
Predator 2 is bad, oh my God, it's going to look like a masterpiece compared to Alien vs. Predator 2.
I thought it was a lot better.
No.
Are you talking about Alien vs. Predator 2?
Predator 2 is going to look like a masterpiece to you compared to Alien vs. Predator 2.
Basically,
they both take place on Earth.
And I don't have that print. I don't have this one brought up, but I think it came out in like 2004, maybe.
Or in a town or
so
city.
So what's the deal with Alien vs. Predator 2? Because I've seen the first.
We shouldn't talk about it until Conan sees it.
I haven't seen the second
bad.
One.
It's like watching, I think the best description I've ever heard of it is it's like Dawson's Creek Predator, which is an old TV show. I've never seen the show. It's like one of those teenage drama TV shows.
This might be the one that I was thinking about where it was like kids at like a summer camp or something.
It's like a small town. The Predator and aliens attack a small town, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, just think of what we're talking about. You've got these two franchises, and it's a crossover. And they've mashed them together, however, ludicrous the idea, the concept behind putting them together is.
Now, the first one was good. Alien versus Predator, I liked it.
It's neat. And it's
fun.
You have both of these creatures basically playing to their strengths,
mm-hmm.
and is finding themselves in the same room together, and it makes sense. And then you got humans that are basically get kind of mixed up in the mash.
And victimized.
Yeah. So, and by the way, and it did come out in 2004. When I watched it, everything came back to me. I remembered everything that I saw the first time around, which was probably back in 2004. And I think I'm going to quickly forget everything again because it's just that bad.
But that way, now you're saying it's bad?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's bad.
But it's fun. It's fun. It's a popcorn,
Well, if it's fun, it isn't bad. What do you mean? What do you mean when you say bad?
Rewatchable. Something that I would want to own, put it on my shelf, rewatch it, put it in my queue that is always there. I only rewatched it because I'm going back through all of them.
See, I can consider a movie good without ever wanting to rewatch it. I can sit down and watch a movie once and be like, entertained by it, and never watch it again.
Well, I guess
that's how I feel about Candyman. It was a great movie. I'll never watch it again, though.
Candyman?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
I heard they made a new one, though. Did you hear about that?
It may have been the new one that I watched. I'm not 100% sure.
Because the original one's from like the early 90s.
No, I watched the original then.
Okay. Yeah, I think they either are making or just came out with recently a new Candyman.
Oh, it's well worth watching.
Yeah.
It's very good.
If you've never seen it, definitely watch it. Don't pay money for it.
Watch what?
Alien vs. Predator.
Okay.
It's fun. It's a romp.
If you like,
it's a popcorn romp.
If you like the Predator
and
Alien movies.
Anyway.
People do. People still look at ads on YouTube, Arya. They haven't figured out how to turn the ads off.
I've gone to movie theaters in recent years. I've
That's
paid
different.
For movies.
Going to movie theaters is different.
Okay.
If you're just sitting
Blu-rays.
At home.
Yeah, if it's part of you, if you've already paid Netflix and it happens to be there, then yeah, it's worth it. And you run out of Tiger King to watch. Yeah, it's worth it.
Or if it happens to not be on Netflix, I'm a millennial. I'm not going to pay for this crap.
You shouldn't.
Now, as a fan of the movies, the Alien vs. Predator, a lot of people were disappointed by it because it didn't really keep to the comic books. Because it was the comic books is where that really got started in the 1990s, Dark Horse comics. I never grew up with, like, Marvel and DC, but I did read the Alien vs. Predator comics.
Who produced it?
Curse words in there.
Dark Horse.
Yeah, and the original Alien vs. Predator comic series was fantastic. And the one aspect that they kept from it was the... I don't know. Spoiler alert: the team up part towards the end of the movie, which I was glad that
How does that even make sense?
You don't have to watch the movie to
teaming up with a xenomorph?
No, teaming up with a predator.
Oh, Yeah, well, that happens, maybe.
Yeah, they kept it, well, as I said, spoiler.
But I don't know why that wouldn't make sense. I mean, you know.
No, it did make sense.
They,
I loved it.
They have, the predators have respect for other
That's
hunters.
That's the only thing they kept.
If you could, prove that you are a capable hunter, you're going to have the predator's respect.
Yeah, and that was a cool aspect of the comics. The only thing they kept that was from the comics. But I liked the movie. It was fun.
It sounds like I'm going to have to check out Alien vs. Predator 2.
You are required.
Because I love bad movies. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues, just constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DINOVITE.com.
On the Dynavite, all of these symptoms disappear.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus the henna menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about various things that we're doing to just occupy our time in general.
Yeah, escape.
Have you played any good games lately?
No.
No, of course not. Too busy gardening.
No, gardening is full swing right now. I've been so many hours out there. It's in my fingernails as
you
I
You gave
speak.
Up on the virtual garden in Fallout.
I've got priorities. You know, I just woke up. This corona crap happened. It's like, I love you, Fallout, but real gardening. Versus virtual gardening. It doesn't make any sense.
I haven't spent any time doing anything differently because, you know, I've worked from home for years. So, like, I'm as busy as I've ever been, calling radio stations during the day. I slipped in a couple hours of playing Wolfenstein on the stream over the weekend, but it'd been 3 weeks before I played a video game prior to that. So,
what about you, Arya? You're not going to get that new Final Fantasy VII remake?
No. I will never get the Final Fantasy VII remake.
It looks pretty good.
It's so pretty.
It does.
It looks really neat.
Yes. Yeah, but Square Enix doesn't know how to make games anymore. They haven't known how to make games since they merged with Enix.
If you like action anime.
I mean, the entire point of these games is to create an antagonist that you can hate. And they did this with the original 7 and with 6. But they don't know how to do that anymore. You see this with 10, 12, 13, with these mysterious antagonists that you can't create any sort of emotional connection with, that you can't hate, that you can't want to go after because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
So who was the last good bad guy? Sephiroth?
Ultimisha.
Which was which one?
8.
8.
Okay, so
and she was alluded to throughout the entire game as one of these, you know, bad guys should be.
Right.
I have never played a Final Fantasy game all the way through. I've only ever seen 7. I saw a friend playing 7 a little bit in the 1990s. So I'm familiar with 7 a little bit, but beyond that, not so much. I actually have a couple of Final Fantasy games, but I've never played them. That's been my problem as an adult is like I'll acquire these games and never actually do anything with them. But if you're saying that the problem with Final Fantasy previously or in recent episodes has been that there's no real antagonist to hate, well, aren't they just remaking Final Fantasy VII? Wouldn't that have the antagonist unless they dramatically change the plot?
They are dramatically changing the game.
Are they?
Well,
they're stretching it out, right?
The plot will still be there. Right. But they no longer know the art of making a villain that you hate. They can't replicate that.
But how hard
because they don't know that they're even missing it.
But wait a minute, if they're just remaking this game, how could they really screw that up is what I'm saying. Like if the previous game had a villain and I don't know, was it Sephiroth? I don't know the name.
It was Sephiroth.
Okay. So they had a villain, that person had a name. How would they screw that up if they remade it?
Well, the interesting thing about Seven is that no one really hated Sephiroth cuz he was
Yeah, he's an anti-villain. He's kind of Yeah, he's fun.
He's likable or something? I don't know.
He's a badass.
Okay.
But did you ever see...
He's awesome.
Did you ever see Advent Children?
I don't know.
Is that
the stupid one that was like an hour and 40 minutes of CGI fight scenes?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's pretty.
All right, so what is this?
Again, you were talking about movies that are, you know, they're not necessarily a waste of time if you enjoyed watching them, even if they're completely stupid.
Right.
Advent Children is a prime example. It's just really pretty, and everyone's, you know, they're all badass. They're all standing in their poses, you know, like they wouldn't in real life. And Sephiroth is pretty neat in that movie. But I don't know how. I agree with Ian. How do you if they are remaking the game, point for point?
They're not remaking it point for point. I mean, you've already seen the trailers and the drastic changes
I've seen the first,
made to it.
Not the trailers.
Right?
I watched the first hour of playthrough.
I also, having never actually seen any significant amount of its predecessor, I did happen to watch also about an hour.
I watched the whole hour.
It drew me in.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, it drew me in. I'm like, wow, this is really good.
The first boss scene, and it wasn't easy either.
That boss looked hard as hell. It
took him like 10 minutes to beat him.
It took longer than that in the one I watched. He kept getting killed.
The only difference I can see is that now it is action, and you've got a button push.
Yes.
Instead of that,
it seems like a huge change.
And that's stupid. The strategy aspect of these games has always been one of the best parts.
But they still have the thing. They still have the thing where like the action slows way down, and then you can select spells.
Yeah,
to
you can go into your menu and whatnot. I think it slows down to a certain extent.
Yeah, look, way, way, way down. It still moves, but real slow.
Does it play itself like 13 did?
No, he's the guy I saw play is making all kinds of choices with the characters, so it's not like a...
Well, you made those in 13, too, but they ultimately didn't really have any impact.
I know your other characters are doing their own thing, and you can set them up to behave accordingly. And I don't remember which the first game it went that route, which was kind of live action.
And you can switch to 12. Them, too, right?
12. And so, yeah, you set up your other characters to do their thing, so if you want them to throw a potion when you get to a certain health rate limit, they will. And you can switch back and forth as well.
Yeah. It looked pretty cool, because, like, I'm also somebody who's, as an older gamer, right, like, I'm like, I don't want to play all these live RPGs where the clock don't stop and I can't sit and think about what to do, right? Like, I don't want to have the clock running. But this actually looked fairly playable. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
there's also this huge rift between Final Fantasy VI fans and Final Fantasy VII fans.
Okay.
And I'm a Final Fantasy VI fan.
Didn't you name yourself after one of the songs in VI?
I did.
Okay.
VII is inferior to VI in every conceivable way.
I think they're
VII is a rehash of VI.
I think they're different games.
Well, here's the biggest problem. According to the commentary I was listening to on this remake, the biggest concern is, are they ever going to finish it? Because apparently...
It's available on PS4 now.
That's not what I understand. I understand
that's
this is
right.
the first part
that's
of
right.
the remake. So, you know how back in the day they had like four discs?
Four discs, right? Yeah, right.
Well, now they're making
VII was three discs.
Four games or three games or two. I don't know how many games they're going to come out with, but you don't end this game. This game doesn't end at the end of the game. It's supposedly going to be continued in the next game. So, like, and
I didn't know they actually went through with that. I knew they had discussed it, saying that each disc was each game they released, I guess is how I'm going to put it, was going to be the equivalent of the original game.
And so, as far as its length, you mean?
Yeah.
So they're stretching it, right? Like they're somehow padding the story or whatever, or maybe it just takes longer to play. I don't know how they're doing
that. Which sounds like a pacing nightmare for a company that can't write stories anymore.
But from what the guy said, there's going to be more games because it's not over after this one.
This has never worked out well for gaming companies. That there are countless projects that, oh, we're going to serialize this, and then they get two or three episodes in.
And they fail or
and that's
whatever.
It.
Well, hey, you know
so
what?
It could be a disaster from that aspect.
Is it on PC yet?
No, and it won't be for a year because Sony acquired a year-long exclusive with
it. And that's where I'm going with this. It doesn't matter anything to me because I'm not playing it on console.
Done.
That's another reason to hate them.
Done. Yeah, exactly.
But you watched it for an hour and you enjoyed watching it.
Yep.
I'm interested to see what people who are skeptical think about it because in the pipeline one day they're going to remake Final Fantasy VI. It's the only other one that comes close in popularity.
Yeah, aren't they remaking all the Resident Evils as we speak?
She's playing Resident Evil 3 remake now in her streams.
And I'm loving it.
This is the way it works. They're running out of good
ideas. They got no ideas,
and it's all about nostalgia now. Now it's just going back and reliving
milk
your childhood.
30s and 40s people for all
exactly.
their money.
My benefit with Resident Evil 3 is that I never played the original.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a completely new and fresh experience for me.
That's
but I did play the second one, and I bought the second remake because, you know, I loved the original RE2, and the second remake was extremely awesome, so I was excited about the third. So I guess it worked out for them in the end.
I'm actually watching some of the Resident Evil movies right now.
Oh, yeah? Are they good? I don't think I've ever seen
it. Yeah, Jonovich is beautiful.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the passage of a small business relief package in the Senate. The president says he looks forward to taking up the measure soon.
I urge the House to pass the bill, and they're going to be voting on it, I imagine, very very soon.
President Trump says his administration worked closely with lawmakers to get the nearly $500 billion package through the Senate. The president explains what's exactly in the bill.
That includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus. Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says there will be an investigation over a period of time, and he also says that China will be held accountable. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Intercoin's programmable coins are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that is compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchase coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our financial freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. Good to hear you. I got three quick things. First is gardening for gamers, since I'm not a – well, I do play solitaire on the computer. Have you guys ever done that? It's amazing.
A long time ago, yes.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I just don't play. I'm old. So gardening for gamers. I grow these mixed lettuce seed packs in, like, a stolen Coca-Cola flat or something. a short tote, anything, 6 inches of dirt. And you line these things up. You plant one, you plant the other one, you plant the third one, four, however many you want. You literally every day can go cut like a large salad from these seed packs. They just grow really fast. And like you cut them down, 2 days later, you can cut that same container again. So it's kind of fun. Plus you're like eating fresh lettuce every day, fresher than you're going to get at any store. Well, not necessarily any store, but you know, that's really cool. I have a movie recommendation.
Ooh,
yeah. Have you guys ever seen, it's a Brad Pitt movie, and I'm not a big fan, but I watched Moneyball by accident recently. Do you know what the movie's about?
Is that a baseball movie?
It's baseball stats. Yeah, it's about baseball stats from the Oakland A's in the 70s. Now, as a child, I had to watch all 20 games during school of this, like 72. But anyway, they changed the way they picked players, not by their girlfriend's look, but how many times they actually got on base. And it was a guy from Yale that actually is the one that changed it, Brad Pitt, or Billy Beane was actually who he portrayed. Anyway, he bought this guy from the Mets, and the Oakland A's wound up going to win 20 in a row. And then 2 years later, a team that offered Billy Beane millions of dollars to come and be their guy, he turned it down because he had a young daughter that he didn't want to leave. And they wound up going to the World Series, and they broke that voodoo curse. Anyway, enough of baseball. And, Aria, this is a personal
question.
What
did you like about it? Hold on. What did you like about the movie?
What I liked about it, that Brad Pitt played like this, such a role that you would never expect him. There was no, like, woman in the movie. There was no six-pack, nothing. He was just a regular guy, and he just is like his most mature role I ever saw. And it was just a really great story. And the person that was from Yale actually is the kid that played it. He was a gun runner in a newer movie, 22-year-old. I can't remember. He's a heavyset kid. Anyway, it was just a really well-made movie, and I think anybody that enjoys baseball or Brad Pitt would really enjoy watching this movie and keep it in their collection.
Guy Jonah Hill lost a lot of weight in the last year or two. He's a skinny guy.
Is that his name? Anyway, great actor. Great. It was just great. And then my third thing was, Aria, last time I heard you on, I think it was about a week and a half ago, you mentioned Superman, and that led me to remind myself that I've watched Batman versus Superman over and over and over and over. Are you Lex Luthor by chance? In that movie, because if you look at that Lex Luthor character, this is that Batman versus Superman or whatever it is, and Lex Luthor, I swear, could be Arya.
Really?
I mean, it is just like amazingly resemblance.
I do not know how to respond.
Serious business.
Have you seen the movie?
Well, it's not an insult by any means. I'm not insulting you. It's just really, I just kept, when I watched it, it's like, wait, because I've seen you on YouTube, and I'm like, wow, is it possible that she's moonlighting?
As Lex Luthor.
No. You got to look. If you just look that up real quick while you're sitting there playing that game, you're going to crack up. It's so hilarious. It's just funny anyway. You guys have a great night. Thanks for doing what you do.
He just outed you for playing a game, Aria.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Thank you so much for he's not. I'm selling Bitcoin.
Jesse Eisenberg is the guy who played the Lex Luthor in that variation, in that reality.
And
I don't
like this person?
I'll have to watch it again. I don't think so.
Are you a big comic book movie fan, Conan?
I watched them all.
Have you? Okay.
I haven't seen the one with the crazy girl in it. I'm kind of boycotting it.
I don't know what that is.
The Captain America or something. What's that?
I don't know. There's been so many of these things.
I'm not like Mark, where I religiously go see it and actually watch them in the movie
more than
theater.
Once. He'll go and watch more than once. Like, you know, they've had so many of them. What have they written? Dozens of these movies now in just the last decade? These Marvel movies?
Well, the Marvel movies had a overarching story, and I think there were 17 of them in total.
Which is why it's like, oh my god.
It lasted like 2 decades, yeah.
And now they've
been that long.
And I don't think they know what they're going to do. And now that Disney's in charge,
it goes all the way back to the original Hulk movie that they made in 2003, 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen Captain Marvel, and I haven't seen Black Panther yet.
I've only seen one of them, and that was Doctor Strange, and I loved the hell out of that.
Now they are coming out with another one of those.
I heard about that. That was far out, man.
That was very fun to watch. It was very pleasing to the eyes.
I was on some mushrooms.
I skipped that.
Fantastic.
Well, let's keep going. We've got Liberty Phoenix on the line. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Before I get to what I actually called for, I have to absolutely agree with Arya that Ultimisia is the last good villain in the Final Fantasy series.
Next to Kefka,
Ultimisia is there. And they absolutely did screw up Final Fantasy VII. They're chopping it into seven different games.
Seven games?
I'm sorry, six games.
Six games?
And are they charging $60 a pop?
$80 a pop.
What?
If you want the extra stuff. If you want all the extra stuff, because you get extra materia for each game. All
right, well, we just figured out
I'm against it on that.
We just figured out what this all boils down to. They are milking the nonsense out of this.
Final Fantasy VII has the most rabid fan base on the planet.
It's generally considered one of the best RPGs of all time. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but people love
it. My roommate has the new one, and it is good, except for the fluff quests. Like, you have to find cats at one point. You have to find kids with swords on their backs at one point.
Now, you said it ends when you leave Midgar, right?
Correct, yeah. When you leave Midgar is when the first game ends.
And for those of us that don't know what that means, that's relatively early?
In the original game... 3 hours at the most is how long it would take you to.
They took 3 hours in the original game from the 90s, Final Fantasy VII,
stretched it to 45 hours,
and stretched that to its own 45-hour remake.
I can't imagine how much fluff that actually contains.
My God.
Loads, but you still have to get, you know, yes, you still have to go into the hot tub to get the good dress and the panties and the deodorant.
They kept the cross dressing. That's good.
Yeah, 45 hours. They're still able to keep most of the original storyline. So, that's
but
cool.
The pacing has to be awful. And that's the issue here, is that they have to redo the entire story to make it last for 240 hours or however long that's going to be when they made six
of
these things.
Well, I'll tell you, watching the first hour like Conan did, I was pretty entranced by it. Like, it looked nice. It didn't seem to be bad pacing. But then again, it wasn't. I didn't see the whole first hour because there were a few cuts in there, so I don't know how much got cut out.
Yeah, but you also saw 1 hour of a 45-hour game.
Yeah.
So the real reason that I wanted to call, guys, is to find out if you're going to Anarcho Vegas.
I hope so. Is it going to actually happen? I've heard they're trying to make it happen.
Well, I'm slated to DJ the closing party, so you guys have to be there.
When is it?
It is July 18th and 19th I believe it's one of the station casinos.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the call. I'll give it some consideration, but me personally, I'm going to Vegas in the end of May, so I'm not likely to be up for another Vegas trip.
You'll have to tell us what
later.
It's like.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Bogart, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives $10 per month to the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, we don't ask that. To join the program, it only takes a $5 donation. But AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you want to help us get on more radio stations and all that awesome stuff, check out the AMP program. It's the best way to do it. Bogart, thank you so much, and we hope you continue enjoying and amplifying the show.
It's been nice talking about something besides COVID.
It has.
That was. It was a good, good escape from reality, or maybe we're escaping into the real world, and all of this nonsense we've been talking about for the first 2 hours of this evening is all the is the Black Mirror Twilight Zone that was brought up on multiple occasions, and maybe the simulation's coming apart.
Well, I was thinking of escaping reality. Oh, we've got David on the line from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's his impression of you, right, Ariana?
Is that all you got, David?
That's pretty lame.
I wasn't impressing Aria. That was my genuine reaction to Aria's humor.
I'm sure.
It sounded genuine. Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to make it sound not genuine.
All right, what were you calling about?
Aria made me forget now.
Obviously, the liquor stores are up and running where you're from.
It says cop arrested. Did a cop get arrested?
We don't need no liquor stores. We make our own. A little bit of copper tubing. So anyhow, yeah, cop arrested. So like you were saying, break from the COVID thing. This COVID thing has made it so there are like six cops that have been arrested in New Mexico in that COVID time period and haven't been getting any of them. So here's the best one.
the headline that you can search is video, former AP, there's video attached, it's really good video. Former APD officer arrested for battery kidnapping charges. And in this video, you get to see two really fun things. One, you get to see him cuffed, and they're cutting his uniform off of him with a scissors. And then, a little bit later in the video, you get to see him sitting in the jail looking really sad. So it's worth watching.
Now, what did he do allegedly? What was the crime that he committed? He committed kidnapping?
He beat up his wife, his girlfriend, whatever. He choked her. He dragged her. He gave her a brain bleed. He stopped.
What did
her
we say earlier about cops? Abusive. 40% their wives.
Yeah, and if you look at the guy, you can see the telltale signs of steroid use. If you look at him close, and you know what you're looking for.
I believe it.
So, Jeffrey Wharton.
Well, it's cool that they cut off his uniform. I don't enjoy seeing other people sad, really, even if they were immoral pigs. But, you know, to each their own. David, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, I don't participate in Schadenfreude. Which is a German word that means taking pleasure in other people's pain. It doesn't make me happy to see people suffering, even if they've caused suffering. But at the same time, I don't feel bad for them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
I think
too bad,
I
buddy.
Think that meeting out justice does feel good. We've had this conversation before. What's the difference between justice and vengeance?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's a fine line there. But when I see someone get their share, their due at the end of the day for bad things that they've done to other human beings, I don't know. I don't feel bad. I do feel kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's progress. It's in the right direction. It's consequences that have been met, have been dealt, and maybe we'll be better off. And maybe even that individual who's been punished, maybe he'll figure something out and he'll fix his ways.
Know, that doesn't really sound like a healthy reaction to seeing someone suffering.
It depends.
Feel good about it.
Well, I mean, it depends on what they were about. Someone beating his wife, gave her a brain bleed, excuse me?
I would like to see that situation come to an end.
How do you fix that person, though? How do you fix that cop if you don't punish them? You just let them, you just pat them on the back and forgive them? And say, hey,
well, you don't reward them, and rewarding good behavior and ignoring bad behavior is a far better way of changing people's behavior than punishing bad behavior.
But I'm not saying I delight in seeing people suffer.
Mm-hmm.
I said this is why I brought up the difference between justice and vengeance.
Right. I see what you're saying.
I think justice should be. I'm not going to have go throw a party or anything, but I'm thinking that if you do feel good, I'm not going to say you should feel bad about that. That feeling. I'm thinking that feeling is natural, and that should be something that we should all meeting out justice to bad people should feel good.
But this is why people are laughing when they see on Facebook or in the news that this pastor who held services despite COVID-19 is now sick in the hospital with COVID-19.
Is this the one who went back and
they
this
see
is
this,
a different... This is lots of pastors are doing this. So
they see the same thing. Oh, it's his punishment. It's justice being served.
Yeah, but that's not justice. That's not justice.
It's justice from their point of view.
I see what you're saying here, Conan. There is a difference between relishing the punishment of another person.
Being a straight sadist.
And then being like, okay, he got what he deserved, or like feeling satiated with, okay, this person has been given justice.
And maybe we'll actually represent progress. Maybe it'll be good for the spouse that was beat. Maybe it'll be good for this dude who's beating on his wife. He'll learn a lesson. And all the rest of us can learn from this. Don't do this. This is
so
bad.
Like, you wouldn't have gone out in the streets, like you said. You wouldn't have
thrown a party.
Like when, what was it? Not Osama. Yeah, Osama bin Laden. When Osama bin Laden, remember people were partying in the streets.
Or even Gaddafi. Gaddafi.
Yeah.
They're dragging him through the streets butt naked.
But I mean, in the United States, people, remember they were partying when the United States was claiming to have killed Osama bin Laden. There were literally people out in the streets waving flags and like drinking and woo, America. And I was like, whoa, that's totally...
Yeah, you didn't know this guy. You only knew what you were told.
Right.
He never did anything to you. Only what was told that he did to you. He's on the other side of the world. You don't know this guy, and yet you're here. You are having a party about the death of this guy.
Yeah.
But no, it's different. If it's like your neighbor, obviously this community probably found out about this guy, and he was dealt with. They cut his uniform off of him. I think that,
which is not bad. I'm definitely not opposed to that. You know, cut his uniform off of him, forcibly fire him. Yeah. Great. Or not forcibly, but you know what I mean. Fire him. And do so in a way that is humiliating and that leaves a lasting impression.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But as far I think that the pictures are probably worth 1,000 words. Probably everyone should take a look and just to see. Not to have a party, not to laugh at the guy, not to feel good, but to actually see the consequences of bad actions. And this is what it'll lead you to.
I mean, it's certainly effective to an extent to punish bad actions, right? Like when the dog pees on the rug or whatever, you punish him in some way, shaking a can of beans or whatever.
Does that work?
I don't know. I don't train dogs, man. I train cats.
I know what you don't do.
And
is
you spray them with a squirt bottle. It's really easy.
Yeah.
I think we need Caesar Milan on this one, because I know that a lot of people mess up in this department where they'll like start smacking their dog with a shoe or something.
Well, you should never hit an animal.
Yeah, or they'll take the pee or the poop and they'll shove it in their face, and that doesn't work either, because all you
never do
is...
that either. The better alternative is to take the dog outside, let it do its thing, and then reward it for doing its thing outside.
You just hit on it.
Rewarding good behavior.
Yeah, don't punish the bad behavior and as beating the silly thing, but that reward good behavior.
Yeah.
And that
it's far more effective.
That works, yes. Because then the dog wants to keep doing that.
No, we need a society
that makes you happy.
That has a justice system built on that exact same concept.
Okay, so let's go with this. Let's go back to the cop. Let's take the dog training analogy. How do you fix this cop with a reward?
A free market. A free market that rewards people for not beating the hell out of their spouses, and one that punishes them for doing so by firing them. Or not necessarily punishing them, but restricting them from other opportunities. Whether or not that qualifies as a punishment, is debatable.
I could only imagine a guy going home and he's got his trophies on his wall. Hey, what's that trophy all about? Oh, this one is from 2012. I didn't beat my wife that year.
Well, it wouldn't be that stark, but I mean, yeah. A police officer who doesn't have domestic violence issues, give him a raise. That's rewarding good behavior.
And
obviously, in a free market, cops wouldn't really exist in the first place. But
security would, but not necessarily what we've got. People,
And I think we would see crime rates and spouse abuse and all that crap just plummet. Because we would be actually utilizing psychology to create a better world instead of a barbaric system of punishment. This has been Free Talk Live. If you like the show, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's Amplify, Market, and Promote, amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.